Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, August 12th, 2026. We're about to go down the rabbit hole right now. Brace yourselves.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
Share the live feed now. Share it now. When the hydrogen bombs are detonating, and you're sitting in your house or office, and all of a sudden the windows all blow out, and then 10 seconds later, you see a flash of red coming at you. That's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter and the fallout. And then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning, and all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles, and it'll be doctors and medics and engineers, and they'll all been gone totally crazy. And you have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters, all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to contend with as we rebuild civilization. It's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the guts. We spare your lives. I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You'll be given your vengeance. Hardcore important piece that Darren McBreen put together off of my rant on Monday, and it's just another variation on what I've been saying for years on the globalist plan to collapse society. The Great Reset is to create a total collapse of the third world, a semi-collapse of the first world. They'll have these fortified high-tech globalist cities that are city-states that are above the law. Think Vatican City, think Israel, think the city of London within London, the banking city, think the District of Columbia in D.C. That is the model that the world devolves into. No more nation states, only city states, and then a global corporate government. That is their official plan. So when you see a movie or read the books, Hunger Games, you think, oh, they're copying Hunger Games. No, Hunger Games, and the author was projecting forward on the world, the Club of Rome and the UN by the 60s, said they want to build. And, of course, I've been talking about this for 30-plus years, made the seminal film Endgame about it, 2007. You watch that film, it's more powerful today than when I made it. It's infinity green, not evergreen. So they want a dystopic world. They want one that's more dystopic, like when O'Brien is torturing Winston in 1984, and he says, we want a world of trampling and being trampled upon, one that gets uglier and stupider. He was number two in the Fabian Socialist, top of the globalist think tank food chain. In World War II, chief propagandist at the BBC, and he broke with them. And he wrote a bunch of essays and articles explaining this is the real plan of what they want. Do you understand dystopia by design? I know it's hard to believe, but look around you. Trump came out and said, I want siege of Iran. I want the strait closed. Israel says they want it closed. It hurts Iran. Hurts us too. It's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. All of this is war against civilization. All of this is war against prosperity to make you poor, to control you. It has a name. It's called feudalism. And we're going under neo-feudalistic fascism, but we're going to stop it together. Their next pandemic, their next war, we've got the pull to do it together. So share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and at AlexJonesLive.com. Do it now and on Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Take action now, Paul Revere. ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Fortune tanto vulnera, si latibus obselis, fortum amici vulnera, sutra imprevelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, August 12th, 2026. I'm your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Wednesday Live, DSA. Francisca Hong loses Wisconsin primary after being endorsed by far-left anti-white communist Islamicist Hassan Piker, who admitted he wants to destroy the white race. I'm on air right now exposing this guy. Now, Piker's attacked me for over a decade. He is heavily involved with Cuban intelligence, just like the mayor and of Los Angeles and many others. He is truly a globalist Soros operative of the worst kind. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to expose him and go through many of the things he said, because this has finally captured the public's attention. He is emblematic of liberation theology developed by the Central Intelligence Agency and deployed through the Communist Party since the 1950s against America and the West. You have to understand, this guy is not some whack job anomaly in the things he says and does. This is the plan. And if you want to understand the plan, you need to listen to him. Now, I've been talking about him off and on for a decade, but we'll do a deep dive on him today because finally the public's ready to listen, and they've done polling in the few areas where hardcore Democrat Socialist of America communists are losing in primaries against Democrats that are still terrible but not 10% as bad, is when Piker endorses them and people actually go look at what he said and what he's done, and then they run ads using his statements, meeting with the candidates and endorsing him. But this guy is basically Mondami's brain. This is what Mondami believes, and we've got similar statements, a little bit more watered down, that mirror what Piker has said. So coming up at the bottom of the hour, I've got 10 horrible clips. In fact, get even more. Those are just the ones I sent the crew. There's so many, it makes your head spin. So just fire at will. Grab me even more. I was thinking this is a lot of clips, but, you know, 10's not enough. There's hundreds of foaming at the mouth evil. And this is not edgelording. He doesn't do this to sound shocking. This is who these people are. You go to a Democrat demonstration, you go to one of their events, whether it's in Texas or Wisconsin or New York or California or Florida, anywhere, even red states, and you will hear exactly out of his mouth what you're hearing out of his mouth, you will hear out of their mouths. So this guy is not some anomaly. This is who they are. And as I've said 1,000 times or more, all we got to do is show what they say and what they do and what they stand for. And if we simply do that, they will fail. But we've got to have our own media institutions. We've got to have our own platforms. because even the Republican establishment won't go after this. The Democrats will defend it. It's unbelievable. They will eliminate the white race. They will impoverish the white race. They will murder capitalists and watch our streets run red with their blood. Their plan is to import so many foreigners, they will eliminate the white race. These are quotes. They plan on raping white women and white children. America deserved 9/11 with Ilhan Omar with him on his show agreeing and laughing. They will kill all the infidels, non-Muslims. Destroy policies that don't support communism. It goes on and on. But Hassan Piker's touch of death, far left. Francesca Hong loses Wisconsin Dem primary for governor by big percentage points to a guy they're calling moderate, who I would call just a classic out of control, bankrupt the country, America sucks leftist. But that's the Overton window has been drugged so much by Piker and Mondami and all the rest of them that the mainline Democratic Party is a bunch of foaming at the mouth, America-hating, anti-white, anti-Christian demons. And this is being taught at the universities. This is being taught everywhere. The majority of Democrats now think like this guy that are below the age of 50. The Democrat boomers, just like a lot of Republican boomers, not all of them, but are in la-la land and don't even know or understand what's going on here. But it is absolutely unbelievable. This guy is Lenin on steroids. And Lenin, of course, when he ran the Soviet Union for several decades, killed over 30 million Christians in Russia and its satellites and directly went out and killed them. And so this is the game plan. This is the goal. This is what they want to do. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But here's what I want to do. I have all this incredible news and all these other incredible clips and all these insane science developments and the whole house of cards and the poison shots imploding in real time to the point of the Trump administration having to at least pay lip service that we were right, which just shows we're winning the culture war, the war for hearts and minds. But I want to open the phones up specifically on the culture war and the future of America and the West and what you think we should all do, including most brown people that are Americans do not buy into communism and socialism and kill the whitey. They're just like your average white person who just wants to live in a secure, free country. How do we not let the left, who have openly said, we're going to make it racial, we're going to attack the whites, we're going to let people out of jail that kill and attack and rape whites, and that is going to invoke whites becoming super racist and out of survival mechanism, you can't even blame them, and then they have the divide and conquer. What they're worried about is whites coming together with others under Christianity, under nationalism, under capitalism, and saying we celebrate the West, we celebrate everybody's background and heritage, we recognize the West and whites are under attack by the globalists because it stands in the way of their great reset and their global divide and conquer system, and we all repudiate the anti-Western, anti-capitalist, anti-white left, and we see them for what they are, totalitarianism 2.0. That is what the globalists fear, because they want the divide and conquer. And if we do just play into their plan and at one level come together as whites but say we hate everybody who isn't white, then the globalists have won long term, particularly because the world's 93% non-white, and they'll always be able to find a big enough section of poor, starving, third world males that they can bring in and program and brainwash to be anti-white. And if we don't expose how the whole manipulation works, people within at a primal, gladiatorial, tribal, gang level just make it about race instead of ideology, and then they will win the divide and conquer. But I'm not saying we don't be proud of being white, we don't stand up for our heritage, we don't, you know, sit there and stand up against those that are demonizing us, but you have to expose the entire paradigm as well and explain what the larger game is, or people will basically fall for the overall divide and conquer stratagem and believe that they're going to get success and power and money if they can just destroy the white race. The communists, up until the 50s, tried to sell black Americans and Hispanics on classic communism. And they were informed enough and smart enough to know that's a load of crap. They want to just make us basically their slaves. And so the communists and the CIA promoted it, and the colleges promoted it, created liberation theology to say it's class warfare based on race, not based on communism versus capitalism. And they were extremely, extremely successful. And so this is liberation theology. This is what this is. And saying you will be successful when we kill the white race, when we impoverish the white race, when we don't give white males a job. We're not talking about giving a hand to people who've been disadvantaged. We're not talking about going out and finding leaders in every group and promoting them through meritocracy, but also with some support, with some tutelage, with some backing, with some apprenticeship. That's wonderful, going out and being an apprentice to someone who's poor and white and disadvantaged, or poor and black and disadvantaged, or but shows the signs of leadership and that just needs the proper tutelage. No, this is the opposite of that. This is white males need not apply in the UK, in Canada, universities across the US, corporate jobs, government jobs, the UK. No white men can apply to be police. No white men can apply to be a professor. I mean, the literal mass discrimination of that, and you see it everywhere, and 70% of the college graduates in the Western world being women, statistically men in general in deep trouble, being pushed under economically, but white men more than anybody else, there is an open attack. But you've got to realize the master plan in it and transcend the first level of it. Doesn't mean you're not tribal at some level and stand up for yourself. Doesn't mean that because there's a bunch of dumbed down tribal people that are against you because you're white, that you shouldn't at one level organize at a tribal level and be proud of being white. But at the larger level, you've got to see the mass engineering of it, and you've got to have outreach programs that transcend this, because if we just get divided off into battles groups to attack each other, the globalists, the bankers, the New World Order, the ADL have won. And that's where it's backfired on the ADL, because they want to make it all anti-Christian, anti-white. And a lot of folks are smart enough to figure out, wait, who's doing that? Who's creating this anti-white thing? Who's pushing that? And that's why the ADL lobby and others in the BlackRock lobby are so scared now, because their anti-Western, anti-capitalist, anti-white, anti-Christian program just backfired, and people were smart enough to go, who is actually the hierarchy? Who actually are the billionaires? Who actually has the real wealth? Because you're saying the white people have it. Sorry, they don't on average. When you talk about below the billionaire level, half the world's billionaires are Jewish. In fact, it's 55%. Now, you can look it up. Just type in, what percentage of the world's billionaires are Jewish? Half or more. Okay, great. Most of them worked hard, businesses, whatever. Great. Okay, let's just say argument, say that. Okay, fine. When you take out billionaires from the equation and you look at a demographic in the West, particularly America, of who are the wealthiest people by race per capita, the first nine groups are Asians. Then it's Arabs, Middle, and then it's whites, then it's Hispanics, and then it's blacks. Whites are way down the totem pole, not even up at the middle. And go out in the country, drive around through most neighborhoods or the businesses. I mean, look at the cars white people are getting out. Look what they're wearing. It ain't a bunch of rich white people running around here. But somehow they've convinced people because, oh, there's a big middle-class neighborhood, and they, you know, the whites have got nice cars and got boats, and their next-door neighbors are Indians and blacks and Hispanics that have got middle-class money, making a few hundred thousand a year. That's not the rich. That's not the elite. Yeah, look at this breakdown. Crew just pulled it up. I didn't pre-plan this with them. They just live-time pull up whatever I say. When they're ready for it, they'll put it on screen. So look at that. Taiwanese, Asian, Indian, Sri Lankan, Japanese, Chinese, Korean, all Asian, non-Hispanic, all white, non-Hispanic, Filipino, Pakistani, Indonesian. Wow, where's the... Yeah, oh, there's the whites. oh my God, the whites aren't the, and again, that's a different, little bit different breakdown. It's only about nine groups. They just combine some of them there. But there you go. And then there's different census tables, and that's an older one. There's updated ones. It's accelerating where the whites are actually, that's an older one, have gone down on that bar. But you notice I just told you off memory, and there it is. So see, but oh my God, you go to the university, all you hear is white people just have buckets of diamonds and rubies and palaces and are just flopping around and, oh, so wonderful. And that's just not true. But the issue is that the average white person, statistically, you look it up, who's upper middle class or wealthy, owns businesses, owns factories, owns car dealerships, owns computer local companies, whatever. So it's actually production here, ladies and gentlemen. Things are being done here. People are employed. But to say that white people are the world's elite is not true. White people were the countries that produced the free market and produced the global wealth. But now that's all been transferred to the 0.1% that controls 89% of world wealth. And I know most of the listeners are informed and know this, but I'm talking to young college students that are tuning in that hear Mondami and people saying, look, and they hear Hassan Piker, when we get those white people, when we kill those white people, when we rape their women, when we breed them out, and I can show you thousands of other leftists saying that. I mean, this is Hitler stuff, but from the brown people. This is what the majority of these people are pushing, and they're saying that if you just go attack the white people and you don't let white people have a job and you don't let white people even put in an application and you don't let white people go to college and you target white men, that you're going to get all this wealth. No, what you're going to get is a bunch of pissed off white people and a bunch of pissed off white males who are now going to see you as the enemy, and then the bankers sit back and laugh at all of us fighting each other while they win. It's that simple. It's called divide and conquer, called the great game, called balkanization. Look those terms up, boys and girls. I know most of you know, but for those that don't, look it up. This is so simple. And Hassan Piker and others are following the exact program. When Mondami gets up and talks about all these rich white people he's going to get, and all these rich white people he's going to come after, he knows that's all a lie, but he's making communism race-based because he doesn't want to call himself an open communist. So I said I'd get to Mondami and Piker at the bottom of the hour. I'm already doing it, but I'll get to the clips coming up. So I want to play this piece again. We just aired at the start of the show. Some stations don't care. The first five's going to air it now. McBreen put out this quick, amazing video off of just a rant I did on Monday, just a few days ago, dealing with the collapse of civilization and what the globalists want to build. And the world they want to build, if we keep going down this road, will devolve into collapse. And then very quickly, within weeks, it always then coalesces, civilization comes back at the first level as the warlord with just a few hundred people. And then that warlord fights other warlords and goes to thousands of people. And then those warlords fight and a new warlord rises with tens of thousands of people. And with the warlords, it's all about who can bring back civilization. Who are doctors? Who are engineers? With fighting men? Who can farm? Who can scavenge equipment? And so in a collapse, hard times make strong men. To everybody out there, you need to know in the hard times, it's going to be the strong men that are going to rebuild civilization. But by the very nature of it, even though you don't want to be a warlord, same thing that happens in the third world when it collapses, this will be the first level in anarchy that comes out of this. And the collapse is so bad, our system is so precarious that if the collapse happens, it will collapse the Pentagon. It will collapse the Department of Energy. The hundreds of nuclear reactors will melt down and explode and be far worse than nuclear war. And then out of this nightmare, you will have the rise of warlords, and then they will fight each other and then form new countries, new regions, and then civilization will slowly come back. In some cases, it takes hundreds of years. In some cases, it takes 1,000 years. In many cases, it just takes a few decades for the normal cycle to build back up into a civilization. that it just won't be warlords coming to fight your local warlord when we go into the system. Then it will undoubtedly be foreign armies like the Chinese, who hope to sit this out and not be part of it, then coming in their official plan to take control, and you'll be facing foreign armies. This is the real reset. This is you will own nothing and be happy. This is the new world order. This is the logical extension of the lockdowns and the carbon taxes and the post-industrial world. And the globalists believe they can incrementally turn everything off, have robots replace you, have you stay in your house, controlled by your smartphone, as they incrementally turn off civilization resources. But Elon Musk, myself, and others have told them, your plan won't work. People will organize and resist it because they know you're the bad guys turning off the resources. Your plan can only work if people aren't aware that it's a premeditated operation and if you are seen as the saviors. So we've already checkmated them on that. The problem is they've already put things into play that are causing the organized design collapse. And so now the big question is, can we innovate? Can we bring out the disruptive technologies, as they call them, like free energy and life extension and just all the other incredible developments that have happened, and stop the neo-feudalist, globalist, great reset model that they've been on, that the Club of Rome has been in policy creating for the WEF and the UN and the globalists to implement? Can we get off the Bill Gates plan and get on to a team humanity, team human plan? And the only person at super high levels promoting that is Elon Musk. But there are many other people below him that are promoting it. You can say he's real, he's not, it doesn't matter. He's the only one in words and in action saying have children, saying don't get rid of fossil fuels, saying build up the West, saying shut down communism, saying end the racial divides and divide and conquer and get rid of the communists and socialists in the West, suppressing everyone trying to bring in this great reset. So the question is, can we shut down the Great Reset? And we've been politically defeating it. It's totally unpopular. Many of its main policies, like carbon taxes, are failing. But still, the overall agenda is rolling forward, and the clock is ticking. So this piece is so powerful, I don't even know what we call it. We're going to post it to X soon. But, I mean, are you ready for the Great Reset? Viewer discretion advised. Are you ready? Here it is. Detonating, and you're sitting in your house or office, and all of a sudden the windows all blow out, and then 10 seconds later you see a flash of red coming at you. That's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter.
All right, let's stop here.
And then I normally am dead on with the clock. You'll notice I'll play a promo or a video piece or a clip before the break, and it's to the second perfect, because I can just see the clock. I'm so wound up right now that the promo is like 3 minutes long, not a minute and a half long. So we're going to come back with it on the other side right out of the break. But I want to open the phones up, and I want to have a discussion with all of you. And I want you to understand, you heard me decades ago warn of the globalist incremental collapse plan, show you their own documents, their own emissions. Now you're living in the middle phase of it. Do you want it to continue? Or do you believe me now this is real? This is dystopia by design, my friends. And I don't care what damn color you are, you got red blood, and God made you. And if you think the globalist and their divide and conquer anti-white, anti-Christian plan is there to empower you, you're crazy. Everybody better wake up and get on board with 1776 worldwide, or we're all screwed and most of us are dead. Join me or die. It's that simple.
I'll tell you something right now that is one of the most, if not the most important things I've ever talked about on air. And I want you to really listen to me. And I want you to get a pen and paper out of your iPhone, out of your Droid, and type this into your notes. And I want you at lunch today or tonight or right now to just go to any search engine you want and type in two different names, two different words, okay? Two different drugs that have won Nobel Prizes, you name it, that people don't want you to know about. And one of those is ivermectin that everybody knows about. The other one that most people still don't know about is mebendazole. If you do the research, then it's important to understand that you need to get it from a pharmacy. You need to get it from a doctor. And we have a sponsor, and that's, of course, Bigley. And they went and they used the same service as you know, the big web, RXs, and great people we've used that have been sponsors in the past, but this is Bigly doing it. And the key is it's real, it's pharmaceutical, and it is a very low price. People are selling knockoffs of it online without a prescription, and a lot of it's fake or a lot of it's watered down and adulterated. Because I did a regimen a couple years ago of mebendazole. We'll put that on screen. That's how you spell it right there. M-E-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E. And it didn't have any effect. I bought it off of Amazon. And then I did more research. And they said most of that stuff's fake. So I went and I got it from a doctor. And it was incredible. And my own medical doctor owns clinics all over the state of Texas had already been pushing it on me for years. And I just never done it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get the two in a combo, the ivermectin and the mebendazole together, and they work synergistically together. It is certified and known, both of them, as incredible anti-parasite. Just search the term ivermectin, mebendazole, and just put in study and do your own research and see what the system has been suppressing about this. And this is something, in my view, talk to your physician, and when you go to the website, it's, you know, online pharmacy, and they've got nurses, doctors, all of it. And then you get the prescription. It's very, very easy to do. And I would recommend to talk to your doctors. My own personal opinion, what I do for myself is twice a year, I take a regimen of ivermectin and mebendazole. And it is incredible. People ask why I look so young while I'm healthy. Well, it's a cocktail of things. It's the ivermectin. It's the mebendazole that I take about twice a year as a regimen. Some people, my medical doctor says, take a little bit of ivermectin every week, but I tend to forget to do that. She's literally just says take like two pills a week as a supplemental. That's what my medical doctor tells me. You get your own medical doctor to tell you what you want. But the big thing they say is a couple of times a year, a big dose, a big regimen. You talk to your physicians. You talk to the folks in the online pharmacy. Let me put it on screen for you. 1776RX, just 1776RX.health. This is one of the most important things you'll ever do, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the system trying to suppress this information, it's getting out everywhere. So do your own research. This is revolutionary. This is so important. 1776, just the numbers. 1776RX.health. Those are the coordinates, and it's a win-win to fund our operation and what we're doing. Take action now. The most important decision you'll ever make, 1776RX.health, and get your ivermectin, mebendazole right now, ladies and gentlemen. But whatever you do, go to thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. All these things work. They don't have sexy names. Irish sea moss, Shilajit, bovine colostrum. Oh, research bovine colostrum and then find out we have the best. Oh, research Irish sea moss. We have the best. Research Shilajit. We have the best. We just bring you things the bad guys don't want you to know about at thealexjonesstore.com and, of course, at 1776RX.health. Take action now. Thank you so much for your support.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
The globalists have set up a system to incrementally collapse civilization and depopulate the Earth by at least 90%. It is dystopia by design. It is the opposite of an expanding pro-human, pro-God, pro-family system. And the world they're bringing us to, it's already happening in the third world everywhere, collapses civilization, then gives rise to the warlords, and then the warlords battle it out and then later consolidate a new totalitarian country. Normally it breaks the old countries into pieces, and then the globalists come in and set up deals with them and rule over their populations through the totalitarian management system. They'll use communism, they'll use fascism, they'll use any of it. The globalists work with it all, but they don't want free, open societies, high trust societies, where people can develop a middle class and be independent and upwardly mobile. They want you domesticated, they want you dumbed down, they want you controlled, and they openly and ultimately want you dead. Here's a potential near-future breakdown of the road we're on right now under the globalist, Klaus Schwab, King Charles, Global Reset.
When the hydrogen bombs are detonating, and you're sitting in your house or office, and all of a sudden the windows all blow out, and then 10 seconds later, you see a flash of red coming at you, that's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter and the fallout. And then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning. And all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles. And it'll be doctors and medics and engineers and they've all been gone totally crazy. You have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters, all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to contend with as we rebuild civilization. It's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the guts. We spare your lives. I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You'll be given your vengeance.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
The American Experiment, 1776. The middle class, free market, new process, flies in the face of the globalist totalitarian system. They admit they have to destroy the idea because the rest of the world was building their systems after it, aspiring to it. It caused the world population to more than double in the last 150 years. We were the model. And then since the 50s, the globalists slipped in and shut down what America was, turned us into an engine of global tyranny, and here we are. And in this, you have the CIA and the think tanks and the tax-free foundations, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, all of them, funding the left, funding the Red-Green Alliance, bringing in the Islamists, demonizing whites, demonizing George Washington, demonizing the Constitution and Bill of Rights that goes with it, so that people identify those rights enshrined and protected, not invented by our forebears, but enshrined there, protected there, as racist, as bad, as backward, so that we'll accept BlackRock and the Chi-Coms and the New World Order and Israel First and all the rest of it. The ADL teaches that Christianity and the West is evil and bad and global government is the answer. And, oh, you can't apply to be a police officer or a professor if you're white at these major cities and universities across the Western world. And Hassan Piker, popular talk show host, I've been covering him for 10 years. He's attacked me mercilessly. He's now captured the public's attention with his statements, and now they're running TV ads, the Democrats are, that aren't as hardcore globalists as him, or at least they actually, you know, want to win. You've had nothing but the Democratic Socialists of America winning all the primaries until suddenly now, in just the last few days, in two states, where people pointed out that Hassan Piker was buddies with these people and endorsed them. Hassan Piker's touch of death, far-left Francisca Hong loses Wisconsin's Dem primary for governor against a guy that's a socialist globalist but doesn't openly say he hates America. So you want to stop the Mondami Piker wave that AOC has fully adopted, then you need to understand who we're up against and that these aren't anomalies. This is par for the course. And, of course, it should be added. You can look up Hassan Piker. He's an America-hating anchor baby. He works heavily with Cuban intelligence. Hassan Piker's parents' background and key details. That's who these people are. And he knows he's running a program of control. He knows that he's running a divide and conquer liberation theology. You don't know what that is? Look it up. Communism branded as racial identity. Capitalism is white, they say. And whites are the devil. Math is white supremacist. Logic is white supremacist. Being polite is white supremacist. White people marrying white people is white supremacist. Whiteness needs to be eradicated. Whiteness needs to be exterminated. You can just type that in. New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, Time Magazine, Atlantic. All the financial publications, Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal. But in between, whites are the devil, destroy whites. Also headlines like, looking forward to the end of humanity. We should get rid of all the humans. And there's Elon Musk last week reading the headlines. Look at these publications saying, get rid of all the humans. You see, but, oh, you can't sell that to everybody up front. Just say, oh, just get rid of the white people. And once you've set that precedent, now get rid of everybody. And imagine the fight that'll come out of that. Imagine what'll be done. Now, these clips are all so horrible. There's really no way to even pick which one's the worst. We should exterminate all the whites. We're going to rape your daughters. We should kill, you know, anybody that's a Republican. Screw the black people. It goes on and on. I mean, look at that headline. Abolishing whiteness has never been more urgent. I mean, there's just thousands of these headlines. Professor of history at UC Irvine. And what is whiteness? Free market, private property, privacy, you having rights. And it did come out of England and Wales and Scotland and Ireland and the Great Awakening and 1776 grew out of that. I mean, it's true. And it was England that banned slavery around the world. Oh, my God. And most of the inventions, the stock market, it goes on and on, was England. And you actually look at everything England and the people of England and Scotland and Ireland invented. Well, you really should thank these people. These are amazing people. But if you can demonize that, you see, you've demonized innovation. And you can watch in live time as whites that are a 7% minority in the world are being extincted. Christians are 90% of religious persecution in the world. Most of the death is of Christians all over the world. Dem Senate candidate El Saeed defends ties to hate streamer Hassan Piker, hints at big tax increase for middle class. These are conquerors. These are people here to eat our lunch, brought in by the globalists to bring down the country, to sabotage us. Let's just play these back to back. Top Dem surrogate Hassan Piker says he loves the goal of impoverishing the white middle class, and they're doing it through their policies. Racist Muslim Hassan Piker, we are here to destroy the white race. Let's go ahead. You know what? I was going to stop and start these, but let's just go ahead because I've got hundreds of these, literally. Let's go ahead and play like 10 of them in a row right now because you could stop and start and comment on each one, but just listen to it and then think about the policies that are going on and think about Hitler didn't sound 10% this crazy and racist. So we're taught, oh, but tribalism only comes from whites. BS. Tribalism's worse. The West, through Christianity, invented shutting down tribalism and getting unified around policy, which is incredible. The most successful African countries and sectors are Christian because they have that as a unifier to stop the tribalism. And the UN comes in Rwanda and kills the Christians. Because they were the black minority, they were the Christian minority, they were in a black country, they were the Christian minority, and they had the most wealth because they were Christian, because they had a system that worked together, and they all got exterminated. And the UN said, oh, look at these blacks, they're only 10% of the population, they've got almost all the wealth that didn't exist 50 years ago, but it didn't matter, they were then killed, and the prosperity was gone because they killed the people that had the ideology that produced the prosperity. Let's just play all these back to back. Here they are.
Mamdani's aide, his top aide, Sia Weaver, said, if you don't believe in the government's sacred right to seize property, it's over and impoverish the white middle class.
Beast mode. I love her so much. One of the things about Zoran is that the people surrounding him oftentimes are so much cooler than he is. But that's also part of the reason why I really respect what he's doing. She's awesome.
What? That's a
Trojan horse.
We are here to destroy the white race, bitch!
We'll be able to lean into their victories. So it'll be less difficult. It'll be easier to deliver our message. It'll be more difficult, though, because the establishment will not underestimate us. They will continue to undermine us, but they will not underestimate us. So the knives will be out.
Luke, just a few days ago, Hillary Clinton was publicly strategizing on television about how they were going to make these Democrat socialists more palatable.
It's unconstitutional. I motherfuck the Constitution and motherfuck this country, okay? You stupid bitch.
We're going to keep bringing in immigrants in this country on purpose, just so they can fuck your sister and then maybe even your daughter. We're going to destroy the white race, bitch. That's what we're here to do.
Humanitarian catastrophe.
This is a special gift for you.
Okay.
It's a room temperature. It's a room temperature pure leaf iced tea.
Okay, this is like very, very embargoed information that I
did my research.
Wow, okay.
I did my research.
Did you call one of my kids?
What makes you say that?
Because I don't know even if my staff would give you this information.
You have to either
talk to my husband or my kids.
Specifically room temperature.
Or secretly find who my best friends are.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh my God.
This is like Hot Ones. Sean Evans.
Now all of the Daily Mails.
That's not how politics works. Oh, well, Hassan, how dare you, like it or not.
Stupid stance. Any other black folk want to engage in radical act?
Yes, dude. It's because I'm racist. That's why. It's because I'm racist, dude. Go back to a better time when lynchings were happening. This is what I like as a black man.
Are you always doing too much with black people? Leave them alone. I want to go back to lynching. Like, I get it, but relax. Man, shut the f*** up, okay? God damn.
You got me, okay? You got me, because I'm a racist person. So much. In the middle of Norway, and get better internet than Los Angeles, California. And this is just like something that is just so routine, so silly, such a first world problem. But it is emblematic of all of America's much more consequential violence. Okay? It's the same reason as to why America... Just stop. Jesus Christ, what are you doing? You're being such a baby. It's just... You're making her stressed. I she just literally is so incredibly spoiled from my mom.
So what's an unsmoked Irishman? A mayonnaise monkey, I guess. A term used by black people in the U.S. as a way to describe white people based on their, quote, mayonnaise-like skin.
Bro, cum skin is way, way better of a deeper cut, in my opinion, cum skin. I think Mayo Monkey is like, it's low level, honestly. Like, Sun Dodger is funny. Cumskin gets right to the point. It's just like, it's indefensible. You got owned, you know what I mean?
Poor people that they can afford housing in Berkeley? I don't know how
my understanding is that the property owners who have properties there choose just not to rent it at all.
Because in the street, let the streets capitalist bloods, dude.
If you cared about Medicare fraud or Medicaid fraud, you would kill Rick Scott, okay? You wouldn't make Rick Scott, former governor of Florida, Rick Scott, You wouldn't make him the current, what is his current office? What is he? He's the Richard Lynn Scott is an American attorney, businessman, politician, Navy veteran, serving as the senior United States Senator from Florida, a seat he has held since 2019. And also, I believe this past election cycle, he was literally the f-ing head of the, what was it, like the Senate committee or something?
So we're fighting the low-level globalist foundation-funded anti-white Islamicist Black Lives Matter. It's openly funded by the universities, by the foundations, by the elite. But we're also fighting big tech. We're fighting the Israel lobby trying to take over the country. We're fighting the Chi-Com system. We're fighting the BlackRock social credit score. And we're having victories. All the state of Texas sued BlackRock 2 years ago and won and made them kill their ESGs that was literally controlling what corporations in Texas did and was enforcing all the leftist ideologies at every level through the corporations and government. We're winning. The carbon taxes are dead, dismantled. Their system is easy to beat if we simply point out what it is, how it operates. The ultra-rich who've consolidated control, who are in economic warfare with the idea of a middle class, who are attacking the people who are everyone's enemy, no matter what color you are. Now, are you going to back an organization reaching tens of millions of people a day, like AlexJonesLive.com, the next phase of the InfoWar? Are you going to back us so we can get more hosts, more reporters, and be even more effective? I've got plans and systems and things that are going to be devastating. I've done it before. We're doing it now. But I am asking you to make the decision and commit to share the articles and videos at AlexJonesLive.com, to share the live feeds at Rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive, to share the feeds at Real Alex Jones on X, to pray for the broadcast, and to go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm going to tell you point blank. We have enough money coming in right now to run the Alex Jones Network, myself, Harris, and the crew, and do our reports and stuff. But I've got incredible plans. We have had a bunch of victories in court that I'm not supposed to announce for a few weeks. You're going to be blown away by this. You're not seeing it in the news because they don't want you to know. We got more victories about to happen. We've been suing them, depositions, proving the CIA ran all this with the DOJ. It's going to be spectacular when it all comes out. And whenever I tell you that, I always deliver. That's because you keeping us here. They are so pissed. But I need funds. And when I tell you that ultramethylene blue will change your life and clean out your cells and energize you and your stamina, your focus, your libido, it works. We have the best medical grade anywhere. All of you that never got methylene blue or tried it before and had a little effect but not as big. My medical doctor 8 years ago said, get on methylene blue, get any USP grade. I got it. It wasn't really USP grade. I bought it on Amazon. Didn't really do anything. The stuff we got when I first took it a year and a half ago had electricity shooting out of my hands. I mean, my workouts, everything just exploded. It's incredible. Get ultramethylene blue tincture and pills now at thealexjonesstore.com. What do you have to lose? You know you're supporting a broadcast that delivers. Then why haven't you tried it? Why haven't you gone to thealexjonesstore.com and gotten our ultramethylene blue and our proprietary methylene red? We just talked to researchers and chemists and scientists and said, what would supercharge methylene blue and by itself do things with other compounds to supercharge your mitochondria, the engines of the cells? Methylene red, proprietary, thealexjonesstore.com. It's simple. I need your support. We're in a fundraising mode. I need you to take action now. And we make it so easy. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. This is the week that happens once a month where you can win both of the super trucks and $20,000, 100x entry every dollar you spend in the sweepstakes right now. That ends on Friday. There's a free murdered out cool cooler with your orders of $100 or more. There is the amazing super high quality concealed carry fanny pack with six patches that would normally cost $5, $10 a piece. Just the patches are worth $39. And these fanny packs sell for $60, $70, $80 all day long. The fanny pack is $39 with the six patches that come with it. That is a no-brainer. Go get it. It makes a great gift. Maybe you've already got a fanny pack. Maybe you've already got a concealed carry. Well, give this to your wife or your dad or your mom or your boss or your employee. The point is, decide you're in the fight against the communists, against the globalists, against the Islamicists, against all of these organizations. It takes money to win a war. I need people to make a decision. Are you going to support the fight against tyranny? or you can sit on the sideline. I appreciate you sharing the live feed at Real Alex Jones on your email and text message. That's great. I appreciate you supporting and telling people about alexjoneslive.com. It's got the forbidden information. But what you really need to do is go to the site and get the Shilajit. Get the bovine colostrum. Get the Irish sea moss. Like I said, these aren't sexy names. They do sexy things. I mean, look at this article. It's all over the news, folks. Testosterone is down by over half on average in the Western world. Overhead shot. And it asks, what happened to the testosterone? Where's the testosterone gone? They've got all these chemicals in the food and water that suppress your normal testosterone. Make either your testicles not produce it. It does that. And there's a bunch of stuff out there that binds with your testosterone, so it's not bioavailable. Well, guess what Shilajit does? Nobody denies it. We got the best. Boost testosterone. By the way, do women know that their ovaries make testosterone? You need it too. Shilajit is so, it doesn't just do that. We have the best. Get Shilajit. It's all right there. Levels of the hormone have dropped the past century, but no one knows exactly why. Bull. Atlantic Monthly. Bull, CIA. You wanted to emasculate us. You did this on purpose. I take Shilajit every morning. I've got more stamina, libido, energy than I had when I was 18. Believe me, it's unbelievable. And it's a cocktail. It's the Irish sea moss. It's the Shilajit. It's the bovine colostrum. It's methylene blue. But when I religiously take them all together every day, my life is so much better, and it funds this operation. Look at how I'm all about being accurate in news and information. I wouldn't steer you wrong. I only sell you stuff that works. But if I got to tell you to get one thing that I know is going to give you dramatic effects, I've given to over 500 people. Every guest on the show got blown away. Only out of 500, three people didn't feel it. It's pure energy with no letdown. It's the Holy Grail. You can take and go to sleep, though. It's not a stimulant, but it has a stimulant effect that's good for you. Ultramethylene blue. We have it out of Florida, a medical lab. We have the best. Get it now. Take that challenge. Say, yeah, this guy's fought tyranny. I want to support him. Plus, I want to see what this is all about. Get off the bench. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get it. And then finally, the great folks at Bigly have launched an online pharmacy. You can have a lot more stuff on it soon, but by design, they haven't done that yet. It's only ivermectin and minbenzidol, two award-winning, amazing anti-parasitics. Ivermectin won a Nobel Prize for it. Together, they synergistically do incredible things. Everybody's got parasites at one level or another, whether they're bacterial or worms. But it's not just for that. It's so good for everything else that replicates in the body that's bad. Look into minbenzidol and what it's known to do. Just type in, what did Mel Gibson say about minbenzidol? Look it up. And then get yours now, the highest quality medical grade, or you're crazy, and it supports the broadcast. Get it now at 1776rx.health.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. The top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That's not a promotion. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
New grape flavor, bovine colostrum gummies. Yeah, baby. Yeah, these are the best. Support your gut with these grape gummies. Get yours now. The all-new Groovy Grape Bovine Colostrum Gummies have arrived. They're sweet, they're groovy, and they're ready to roll. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Oh, yeah, baby. The globalists are poisoning your family. Fight back with superfood gummies, vitamins, powerhouse probiotics, plus an organic fruit and veggie blast. For the resistance, get them now. Now that's how you stick it to the globalists.
Tastes like pure victory, baby.
TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.